Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks. We're going to have the update right here in a minute on Johnny Lobster. John Marks all sunburned on his vacation. Coming up,
bang turkey all the time, man.
1 hour from now, Ruben Amaro on the Phillies. We'll get to the Scott Kingery move yesterday. Outright him off the 40-man roster, which just an incredible fall for a player the Phillies thought was a building block. I would trade Fletcher Cox. I would explore trading him ASAP, as the article came out in the Inquirer that the Eagles are concerned how he's going to age here, if he's going to be part of this thing long term. If that's the concern, I would trade him. I think some nuts. And your confidence level tonight in the Sixers, blowout win, close win, or a loss? We'll get the results of our Twitter poll question. But, Jack, what's the update from John Marks here? First of all, is he okay?
He is fine.
Okay.
He's recovering from his sunburn. So real quick, what did you think? Why did you think that he got that?
So sometimes when I've gotten sunburn, I've just forgotten certain parts, right? Like you put it on your face, you always remember the face and the neck and maybe the arms, but you maybe forget your legs or maybe your chest. Did he forget?
Well, we'll see. Like, what was your guess again?
I don't know if I guessed, but I just assumed he went to sleep out there. I mean, I didn't think. It was early, right? It was early, so
it was like 11 again. It was like 11 a.m.
Yeah,
so you thought he kind of beat the sun?
He took a nap. Yeah, you know, the kids are out there playing, and he fell asleep.
Yeah, well, the reason why he fell asleep was someone was hammered on White Claws, and he fell asleep. He used the spray tan suntan lotion without rubbing it in.
Oh, wow.
And he fell asleep while hammered on White Claws in the morning.
So, in reality, it's both of our guesses. He fell asleep, but he also, by not rubbing it in, he didn't really put it on that area. He didn't apply it the correct way.
What?
What's the most embarrassing part about that? That he was hammered on White Claws that early in the day? That he sprayed it on but didn't rub it in? What's going on down there?
He is an adult.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, right? 11 o'clock. You can't be hammered at 11 o'clock.
Man. Well, but he's not a big drinker.
But also,
he's on vacation.
I've had White Claws. Like it should take more than a
yeah, exactly.
It should take more than two or three or four
to really
get you to forget what you're doing with the sunscreen.
Well, yeah, and we know you, Joe. I mean, very small guy. So that's you saying that it shouldn't take that much is saying something.
Yeah, White Claws are pretty light.
That's why we like them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a summer drink.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Johnny, well, he's now in his defense, the kids do get up very early. He's always talking about he's up at like 5:30.
Right. Well, that's
morning.
True.
So he probably was up at 6.
So like 11 a.m. his time is really like almost 5 o'clock our
midday.
Time.
Yeah, that's midday.
Yeah, but that's on him. He's got to pace himself. Just because the kid is up at 6 a.m. doesn't mean the White Claws are up.
Well, it doesn't mean he immediately crack open a bottle. I mean,
let's start with some coffee or a glass of water.
Let's put a drink down.
All right, well,
let's have some breakfast first or something.
hope he gets himself together.
Let's hope he can make it in next week.
Get the guy some aloe before he's just going to be a mess all week. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. If we want to talk about the Sixers here and Fletcher Cox, because I would trade him. I would explore trading him. There are teams out there that are willing to give up significant picks. We just saw the Titans gave up a second-round pick for an aging, banged-up wide receiver in Julio Jones. Someone would give the Eagles something for Fletcher. I would look into it right now ASAP. Ike basically wants to retire his number today. Not even thinking about it. Let's talk to
Not even thinking about it.
Let's talk to Chris in Mount Laurel. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller, long time listener. The Sixers, did they not have Mikal Bridges on their roster for about an hour 2 years ago?
They did. They drafted him.
Yep. I don't even know if it was that long, but yes.
Yeah, then they traded him for the Zaire Smith and a future first.
Man, great pick.
They were star hunting.
Is he playing Zaire Smith? Is he playing on a roster currently?
Zaire?
I don't even know if he's even still in the NBA or not.
No, his career has just been derailed.
Well, he has played more second-round minutes than Luka Doncic.
That's true.
No, Zaire has.
I mean, Mikal is an excellent defender. He can get out and run, and he's a good three-point shooter. We wouldn't be talking about Danny Green if he was on the team.
Chris, to be fair, and the trade itself doesn't look great, right? Mikal's a good player, and Zaire's a mess. Mm-hmm. But they got the Miami first-round pick in that deal, and that was used to get Tobias Harris. So, I mean, they did turn it into something.
All right, that works then.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd love to have Mikal Bridges around here too, and Chris, we appreciate it.
Yeah, would you rather have Tobias Harris or Mikal Bridges?
A factor in the contract?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather have Mikal Bridges and $30 million of cap room than not have Mikal and have Tobias. So yes.
Right. And I wasn't a big Mikal Bridges guy, even though I know a lot of people, for obvious reasons, in this area was.
Yeah. Well, he's turned into a better player than I thought he'd be.
Oh, yeah. And he's a very good player.
He's from a mid-major school. And...
No, stop it. Stop it.
Here we go.
Yeah, stop it. Don't disrespect him because that's not what I was doing. But there were a couple other players that I liked over who the Sixers took,
yeah,
including Mikal. And Michael Porter Jr. was one of them. So that's who I wanted the Sixers to take in that draft. Or either my guy from State, Miles Bridges.
Who went the pick after, I think. I think they went back-to-back picks.
So – either way, the Sixers missed out on all three and got Zaire Smith.
Yeah, it was unbelievable that his mom worked for the team.
Right.
They brought out the Sixers hat. They're all crying.
Yep.
Half hour later, traded.
It's one thing to not pick him, right? Local players are in these drafts all the time. But they selected him and then traded him.
And he actually fits what they need.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, he's exactly what the NBA is now, which is a 3-and-D player. I mean, he fits in very – that Suns team is good.
So let me ask you this. How do you have him in your own backyard playing in your building?
Literally.
Nova played their big games in that building.
Yep.
And not envision how you would use him. Now, is that more Brett Brown or Elton Brand?
Well, I believe the next day – I actually think I was on with you the next day after – we had Brett Brown on. He was talking about star hunting.
Yeah,
right? I never took it as they didn't like Mikal Bridges or they want him. I just think they were trying to get a future first round pick.
So you don't you think the future first round pick was their top priority versus who the hell the player was that they got?
Yeah, like I think they just who knows? They may have taken Bridges because they knew the Suns.
Oh, that's what I figured.
Yeah, yeah, they were taking him for the Suns.
Yes. Yes, that's the way I figured it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't like him. Like you just said, he's exactly what they like around here.
Yeah, no. When I say not like him, I mean how he would fit into what they do. Not liking personally, I just mean his skill set.
Yeah, they had
like,
to
it's
know.
It's a skill set. Like, how do you not like his skill set and know that he fits what you need? But to your point, maybe they were looking for a more proven player. And that's what they were going to do.
Yeah, and it turned into, you know, they got Tobias.
And I like Tobias, but we can get Tobias' skills and scoring. Like, we could have got that.
What can
like,
we get?
Like, Michael Porter Jr. could have given you that.
Can we get Tobias have a big game tonight? That'd be nice. They need it. Can we get a big game out of Tobias tonight?
You know, no.
Yeah, that's a no. That's exactly what that is.
Next question.
Well, hold on. What's a big game?
Can I get 25 out of Tobias tonight?
Oh, yeah. 25 is nothing. Yeah. I mean, because I figure MB's going to have 30-plus.
Yeah. I wonder when we're going to get the full confirmation he's playing tonight.
Right.
Probably not till an hour or so before the game starts. Doc did speak.
Usually comes out around 5.
So I can't. I got to wait to place my bet at 5 o'clock. I got to wait till I hear if he's playing or not.
Well, unless you think they're going to win without him, because then you could get some good odds right now.
Well, what's the line? I mean,
6.
The line is 6.
That feels like an Embiid's playing line.
Yeah, it was 3.5 on Sunday before that we found out he was going to play. Mm-hmm. So that does feel like as we're talking about it.
He locked his money in, though, and they say he's not playing. They don't let you call the bet off.
No, they don't. Yeah. Well, you know what it sounds like? It feels like a must-win line. It feels like they know it's a must-win.
He definitely can't lose this game.
Cannot lose it.
Can't,
Kenny.
Can't lose it.
Kenny from the Dirty 30 is up. What's up, Kenny?
Well, first off, Joe, good to hear you in the afternoon.
Thank you, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Kenny?
Jack, I know what you meant, Ike. Jack has assured me that the Nick Foles tattoo was unscathed, so there's no disrespect to Nick.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, how was the tattoo impacted?
Yeah, I would imagine he would always be lying on his back to protect the tattoo.
Ah, yeah, there you go, yeah.
He better be, because, you know, it's
Hold on, real quick, Kenny. And I'm not a beach guy, you know, for obvious reasons. I don't need to be laying out in the sun. That's just the way. I mean, you've seen pictures of me. You understand where I'm coming from. But I don't worry about that. But I just wanted to ask this question as it pertains to what Joe just brought up. Now, guys, you can't be laying on the beach on your belly, right? You got to be on your back on the beach. What guy is out there laying on the beach in his on his stomach?
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap.
Huh?
You can take a nap on the towel.
But do you sleep on your stomach?
Well, when I sleep at home, yeah. So I translate that to the towel.
I guess you would lay on the towel the way you sleep in your bed.
Right. Do you guys sleep on your back at home?
Yes. Yeah, I sleep on my back. Yeah.
Are you guys psychos?
You sleep on your belly?
How do you sleep?
How do you sleep?
How the hell do you sleep on your stomach?
Dude, how do you? You can't possibly fall asleep on your back.
It sounds like we have another Twitter poll question here. Do you sleep on your back or your side? Right? There's also
side or back.
Yeah. Well, I'm a cuddle guy.
Yeah. You know, if I'm spooning, you know, then yeah.
With Smarty.
I'm a snuggle guy. I'm a snuggle guy into a stomach guy.
Kenny, how do you sleep? Stomach, back, side? What are you doing?
Well, you got to be careful sleeping on your back at the beach because when girls walk by in a bikini, you might give them more than you bargained for.
Oh,
so stay in your stomach.
Ooh, boy.
Beach advice from Kenny. Kenny, what do you think here? What's on your mind today?
He's a treasure.
Joe, earlier you were talking about being in left field. Yep. I don't think you're in the same ballpark. You're in a stadium in another city right now.
I'm in the upper deck, yelling.
You're not rid of Fletcher Cox because Fletcher Cox, with 6-7 Pro Bowls, has earned the right to finish out his career here, just like Doc did, mm-hmm. and Andy Reid screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you're talking about, you know, Hester or some of those other bombs that came in and out, sure, get rid of them when you get something for them. Fletcher Cox has earned the right to stay.
All right, so let's fast forward this. And I understand your point, Kenny, and there are certain mm-hmm. players that do kind of get to that level. But if he declines again this year, he has a tough year. He's making $24 million next year. You want to keep him around just because of that?
Well, define declines.
He had 5 sacks last year, right? So let's say he has 2 sacks this year. You want to pay him $24 million a year from now?
Well, you know, but the whole team last year, I don't even want to talk about last year. If he comes out this year and still takes up double teams and makes space for some of these other kids, and they end up doing well, he's doing his job. Sometimes it's not just the numbers, Mr. Mm-hmm. Analytics.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to use your eye and watch what's going on out there.
Yeah, my eye's telling me he's not the same player as he used to be. He's still a good player. He's not the same. I just, if they can get something good for him, Kenny, I would think about it. So you're just basically like he gets to write his own ticket out of here.
Fletcher is one of those people that's the exception to the rule, and I think he has earned the right to stay as long as he wants.
All right, Kenny. Yep. Well, I appreciate it. And Kenny doesn't want to even entertain this discussion.
No. I listen, there's certain guys that I think that I don't mind biting the bullet for. Now, listen, you tell me in the future he's going to restructure his deal, take a pay cut or what have you. Well, that's also showing that you're a true Eagle when you're willing to help the team out from that standpoint because you want to be here. That's something definitely that Brandon would do.
Well, let's be real. This is going to happen a year from now.
Exactly.
The Eagles are not paying Fletcher $24 right. million next year. He's
yes.
going to have to change that contract.
Yes, and to your point, they're going to have that conversation, and he's going to get a chance to decide whether or not he wants to be here even further as an Eagle. And I think he does. I think he does. I think he's made a ton of money. He's made more money than any other Eagle to ever play for the organization. And I don't think he wants to play anywhere else. I don't think he wants to play anywhere else. At least I'm not getting that indication.
He doesn't strike me as a ring chaser.
He already has a ring.
Right. But there are certain guys that are just like, they'll just play year to year everywhere just to get on a team. It doesn't strike me as that. But so Kenny said something there about certain guys earn it. And I do think there are exceptions to certain rules, right? Like, Brandon Graham has become an exception to the rule. They keep paying him and keeping him around, even though he's older.
Yep.
Jason Kelsey's become an exception. But you know what those guys both are? They're culture guys. They're guys that they obviously believe are great for the culture, and they want to keep him around. Mm-hmm. Are we sure that's Fletcher? I mean, this story outlines that, you know, in effect, that maybe some of these position coaches, the defensive line, weren't here because he didn't want them here. Now, it didn't say that was exactly it, but it kind of alluded to the idea that maybe
sure. –
Like, is that a culture guy you want with a new coaching staff? I don't know if he's on that level. He's a great player, mm-hmm. but so is Kelsey. But Kelsey and Brandon Graham, it seems like the Eagles have already said, those guys, you could stay here as long as you want. We just love having you around. Is that Fletcher? I don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's different personalities. And I've always viewed Jason as a guy who understands his limitations and who he is as a player. And that's why he can be appreciated the way he can be appreciated. In other words, he's never going to get too full of himself. He understands he's a six-round draft pick that played linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
He played linebacker at one point and worked himself into an all-pro center and a potential Hall of Famer. But he's never lost track of his roots and where he comes from.
Right.
And that's different than guys that have been touted as a top player their entire careers, their entire lives. And so you almost feel entitled to a certain degree. And when you're that high of a draft pick and you're carrying around checks with 9 and 10 zeros on them, right, that gives you a certain amount of cachet. And you got Honolulu on your resume multiple times, and you got a ring on your finger.
Changes things.
Yeah, that changes a lot. That changes a lot. And guess what? I can't necessarily – and I'm not saying he should have final say, but I can't say that I disagree. Because there is no other sport where the star player or one of your best players don't have input. Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. I don't know who would be G with the Flyers, right?
I guess.
Okay. My only point is that and you can go around to other teams and other sports, and you know star players are going to carry weight in the organization. It doesn't mean that they want to arrive someday, Joe, at where you are right now. It doesn't mean they want to arrive at that point somewhere in the future. I'm just saying it's a little premature to be there right now. There's enough there that Fletcher Cox is young enough that if Nick Sirianni is the right coach, we all have our fingers crossed, hoping that he is. We're behind him. Jalen Hurts is the right quarterback. We're behind him. Then why can't Fletcher be a part of the next wave? He's 30 years old. Why can't he be here the next 3 or 4 years and be a part of that wave?
He can. And I think the Eagles' hope is if they're concerned that he's not, mm-hmm. I'm concerned because there never was.
Yeah.
There never was a concern that Brandon's going to stick around long term.
Right.
I never. These stories didn't come out about Brandon
this story came from somewhere.
Right. It didn't come out about Kelsey. Yeah. It's the same thing. They've had a bunch of these kind of players that, you know, long term Eagles, great Eagles. Some mm-hmm. of them are going to stick around their whole careers. Some are not. And I just feel like if Fletcher's not, and they kind of know that. You ever know something's not going to last? You could either cut it off or you can
wait till it dies off.
Right, and I don't want to see this die off. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, along with the Fletcher Cox, would you trade him or not conversation, and the Sixers tonight, your level of confidence, blowout win, close win, or a loss. I don't think anyone's going to vote loss, but we'll get to that Twitter poll question here. Ike, it is Jerry Stiller's birthday today, the great Jerry Stiller, his birthday. And Jerry Stiller, one of the great side characters in television history, really in two different shows, right? Jerry Stiller is Frank Costanza, but Jerry Stiller also Arthur Spooner. I mean, you could put him on either one.
Spooner?
Arthur Spooner.
From what show?
King of Queens.
Oh, never seen that show.
You've seen Seinfeld?
Never seen Seinfeld.
You know Frank Costanza?
I do know Frank Costanza. George Costanza?
Dad.
Okay, I was going to say brother.
Great. Brother. One of the great side characters ever in two different shows, whether or not Ike has seen both of them or not.
Well, I have seen Seinfeld.
Never saw King of Queens?
Watched it. No.
Yeah, King of Queens is just fine.
All right, but it's on all the time. Hard to not.
I may have seen it, but I don't know characters.
Well, here's what I know. I know that Jerry Stiller is a great side character in two TV shows. When you call and give us a great side TV character, Ike, who comes to mind for you? Side TV character. Side character.
Side TV character. You know what? There's so many good ones. You mean from like a sitcom or from a...
Well, it could be anything you want. Like a great show and then a side character, right? You have the stars of these shows, but then there's a mm-hmm. side character.
Oh, man. So many of them. Let me get one that I don't think anybody would roll out. Here's one that actually he turned into a main character.
Oh, who you got?
It's back in the day they used to do this. Well, remember Archie Bunker, All in the Family?
Yes.
And George Jefferson.
He became a star.
Yes. So he was a famous side character, right? And then he got the spinoff show.
That happens sometimes. The spinoff, the character becomes so popular, they get their own.
Mm-hmm.
George Jefferson is a great one.
It used to work a lot more often than it does now. Like, I don't know if there are many shows that are taking the side character. Who's the last one that probably worked? Well, I got another good one. No, see, now they're starting to come to me.
Yeah, you know what? I can't think of the last side character. They got their own show, and it became a popular one.
I'm about to give it to you. No, I'm going to wait.
All right, you wait.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to let somebody else call up and say it.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, you got one? Who's your side character?
Ari Gold.
Ooh,
that's good one. A big one. He's my favorite.
He's a side character. He's an awesome one. Then I'm surprised they didn't try to give him his own show.
Well, especially that
would be amazing.
Yeah, because he's just an agent. He can be an agent to all sorts of stars.
And that was the kind of time where those shows were like, those kind of sitcom shows or like Sunday night shows. They were popping up all the time.
Yep.
People were watching those.
Yeah, love those shows.
Or I'll go Newman from Seinfeld.
Love Seinfeld, huh?
Well, yeah.
Newman's an all-timer.
Well, Seinfeld. Which show has the best side characters?
Well, Seinfeld has a lot.
Like The Wire has a ton.
Oh, yeah. The Wire has a ton.
Seinfeld has a ton. Curb had a ton.
See, I like Curb more than Seinfeld.
Same writer.
I know.
Same guy.
I know.
The side characters are such a big part of all that.
Yes.
All right, so when you call and give us a great side character, TV history, 215-592-9494. For Wade, not that Wade, though. It's Chester. What's up, Wade?
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up? Let me get you off the speaker. I'm sorry.
What's up, Wade?
My side character, I want, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Jack. With the dude from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel. He got his own show.
I've never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm surprised, Wade, you've watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Man, I ain't that young. I'm up there. I ain't that young, though. But listen, man. Okay. When I called yesterday, I was telling y'all about the Sixers. Now, Gilio, you done had your cup of coffee and stuff. And, like, that's what I'm talking about with the KD. Like, even if... All right, y'all beat the Atlanta. Y'all got y'all winning tonight, and I think y'all was going to win and everything. But even when y'all run into the Nets, it's over. So, like, I was, you know what I'm saying, I was with Ben, like, give Ben another chance to see if it could work. Ben and Embiid can't play together because Ben is not – his offense is going down. Like I said, his free throw and shooting. Mm-hmm. So it's time to go get a scoring guard, you know. And then y'all can – what you call it? Do it all over again.
But, Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
Go get him.
I seen that they got the odds out and everything. But – I kind of want to do a little Sad Mike and what's his name? I forgot his name, but I kind of want to say it for Mark. What's the dude's name, man?
Andy from Defert. Ingy.
Yeah. Ingy.
We heard we got it. You got Ingy impersonation or something?
Yeah. I want to do a little Ingy and Sad Mike put together. This the scenario. This was about to happen. This was going to happen. This is how Ingy called up. All right, check it out. Listen. This is what's going to happen, everybody. Check it. Y'all listen. I'm telling you now, this is what's going to happen. Now, the Sixers are going to be down 3-1, okay? And they're going to have a game, the elimination game, okay? It's going to be at home. Are you ready for this? Listen, Ike, listen. This is going to come out and ring the bell. They're going to bring out Brett Brown to ring the bell. Let everybody know that the process is over. They're going home. They Trey and Ben, Doc Rivers leaving the Sixers to go back to Boston.
He switched into Mad Mike.
Yeah, that's Mad Mike and Ben together.
That's a whole lot.
That's a lot.
Those two combined is a lot.
Yeah. But that's it.
That's
I'm
a good impersonation, man. Good one.
Wade,
appreciate it. Yeah, Wade thinks the Nets are going to just roll and this whole thing's a waste of time.
Well, he's probably right.
Yeah, I know. I think we all know.
I mean, listen.
Deep down.
Go Sixers.
Watching those games last night.
Yeah, they're blowing out the team that blew out the Heat. And this is without James Harden, by the way.
Right.
You look up, they're up by 30, and they're just it's too easy.
Man.
Blake Griffin, back from the dead. I mean, he looked
unbelievable.
He looked like he couldn't be less interested in playing basketball in Detroit. He gets out of there. I haven't seen him jump that high in 6 years. Why can't the Sixers get guys like that off the street? Jeez, 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles should look into trading Fletcher Cox ASAP before this thing goes sour. I think some in left field on this one. And Sixers, your level of confidence tonight, blowout win, close win. I think Ike and I both feel close win tonight.
Oh, by the way, it may be too late, but I'm hoping it's not. I know because the Sixers, they reluctantly listen to the show. But when you want knowledge and you want the real temperature of the fans, what other show are you going to listen
this
to?
This one.
So they certainly listen. It's time to bring out Boathouse Row tonight. Bring out the floor. Bring out the jerseys. Stop it with the red jerseys. I don't like them. Well, I like them, but I don't love them. Bring out the Boathouse Row jerseys tonight.
Will you move your prediction to a blowout win if they're in the Boathouse
jerseys?
Yes,
I will.
All right,
yes.
So Ike's pick is based on the jersey selection. And when we get back, the Phillies have taken Scott Kingery off the 40-man roster. We got to talk about what kind of tier of bust Scott Kingery is in Philadelphia history. It's unbelievable what has happened. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in right here on Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.